Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Recently, we did a Mormon Messages Marathon Week on Facebook here at the Mormon Channel, and we asked you to tell us which Mormon message is your favorite. One of the responses we received was from a lady named Denise, and she said that her favorite Mormon message is Expressions of Love. Now, just a quick reminder, Expressions of Love is the story of several couples, as well as one story from Elder Richard G. Scott, and it shows how these different couples show love to each other. It's darling. If you haven't seen that one, you can check it out on our YouTube channel or on the Mormon Channel website. Again, it's called Expressions of Love. But this is what Denise said about it on her Facebook page. She said, "I felt the need to do a better job of letting my husband know how I love him. I started a jar and filled it with how important he is to me, how grateful I am for him, and how much I love him. As it turns out, the jar did as much or more for me than it did for him. I needed to see and express in my heart my deep gratitude. It has been healing for me, him, and us as a couple." Denise, thank you for sharing that story with us. We appreciate it. You know, sometimes the most important things in life are right in front of us, and we may take them for granted or we may not even see them at all. We have kind of a funny story that we wanted to share with you today. It's from the website Gawker.com, and it's called "Man Wakes Up from Surgery, Realizes He's Married to a Beautiful Woman." And it's from September 10th, 2012. And it's this funniest story about a man who has just undergone surgery, and he wakes up and he has no recollection that he's married. So he sees his wife, and it's like he's seeing her for the very first time. He says to her, "Did the doctor send you? You're the prettiest woman I've ever seen. Are you a model?" Then she laughs and she tells him she's his wife. He's stunned. He says, "You're my wife? How long have we been married? Do we have children? Have we kissed yet?" He's basically in awe that he's married to this beautiful woman, and he says she's the most beautiful woman he's ever seen. Then he sees her wedding ring on her finger and says, "Did I get you that ring? I must have been really liking you." There's a tag below the video that says, "Sometimes forgetting you were ever married is exactly what your marriage needs." Isn't that great? And this can apply in many other ways other than marriage as well. What if we did that for a brief moment with our lives? What if we stepped outside our lives and then somehow walked back in and saw things with new eyes? Would it change our perspective at all? Maybe make us more grateful or realize how much we love the people that are surrounding us that maybe we take for granted every day, kind of like this man. Not that he was taking her for granted, but just really realized on this particular day what a wonderful wife he had. There's a really touching story that Elder Richard G. Scott shares in General Conference, April 2011, and it's from a talk entitled "The Eternal Blessings of Marriage," and this is his story in his own words.
"Once I learned an important lesson from my wife. I traveled extensively in my profession. I had been gone almost 2 weeks. I returned home one Saturday morning and had 4 hours before I needed to attend another meeting. I noticed that our little washing machine had broken down, and my wife was washing the clothes by hand. I began to fix the machine. Janine came by and said, 'Rich, what are you doing?' I said, 'I'm repairing the washing machine so you don't have to do this by hand.' She said, 'No, go play with the children.' I said, 'I can play with the children anytime. I want to help you.' Then she said, 'Richard, please go play with the children.' When she spoke to me that authoritatively, I obeyed. I had a marvelous time with our children. We chased each other around and rolled in the fall leaves. Later, I went to my meeting. I probably would have forgotten that experience were it not for the lesson that she wanted me to learn. The next morning, about 4 a.m., I was awakened as I felt two little arms around my neck, a kiss on the cheek, and these words whispered in my ear, which I'll never forget: 'Dad, I love you. You're my best friend.' If you're having that kind of experience in your family, you're having one of the supernal joys of life."
That's a lovely story. You just kind of imagine him out playing around, running around with his kids in the fall leaves. And that's a good story to share today because here in the northern hemisphere of the world, it's fall. So there are plenty of opportunities to jump around in the leaves or to do similar activities with your children or those that you love. And if you're listening from the southern hemisphere of the world, we are sure you can find similar activities to do as well. But it might be good for all of us to just take a minute, evaluate what we have in life, and look at things with new eyes and a fresh perspective and see if the world looks a little bit different to us. And that's the message we wanted to share with you today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or stories for us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled, I Found Me, and it's featuring Hillary Weeks. Thanks again for being with us. Have a great day.
It might seem backwards to some, like tying your shoes before putting them on. Maybe it is out of sync, out of order, a mystery. I found you, then I found me. I had been looking, it's true. I just didn't know I was looking for you. You introduced me to me by showing me glimpses of who I could be. Yes, I found you, then I found me. Let's stay together always. You bring out the best in me, and I know missing and make me complete. I found you, then I found me. Let's stay together always. You bring out the best in me, and I know I'll never be lost again. Now that as it seems, I've never felt more like me. How did I ever get by without you, without you? So